From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. This morning I put the CD of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in my car. And I thought, I'll just drive and I'll see what happens when the last chord of A Day in a Life plays, where I'm going to end up. And I drove downtown toward work. And I kept driving past work. And I wound up in front of the American History Museum, in front of the Museum of Natural History. And I'm sitting here with my album of Sgt. Pepper, the one I bought 40 years ago. It's beat to bits. That's what's so wonderful about this art form. It isn't so precious that it sticks in a museum. It's something that's so personal. It's changed my life. It's changed the way I think about sound. It's changed the way I think about poetry, about what music should mean. And it still does that all these years later. I think if you love music, there's probably that album for you. I was sitting around talking to some friends and co-workers the other day about the fact that Sgt. Pepper was going to be 40 years old. And someone said something like, it must have been amazing when it came out to hear it on the radio. And I thought for a minute and realized you could hardly ever hear Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on the radio in June of 1967. In 1967, FM radio barely existed, at least in most cities. What little FM radio there was, few people actually owned the receivers. Think HD radio these days. And FM radio didn't even exist in cars. AM radio totally ruled. And the 45, the single, is what people mostly listened to. For the most part, that's what's so amazing about Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It was conceived as an album. In America, there weren't even any 45s from it. The Beatles were beginning to think of albums as one thing, and 45s as another. So you could hear Penny Lane in Strawberry Fields earlier that year, and later in the summer of 67, in July, All You Need Is Love and Baby, You're a Rich Man were on the radio. But Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band? Not really. I went and looked at AM radio playlists from June of 1967. And you can find Groovin' by the Young Rascals, or you can find Windy by the Association, maybe A Little Bit of Soul by the Music Explosion, but you won't find A Little Help from My Friends, and you won't find A Day in a Life. Oh, and of course there are exceptions. Maybe one of your favorite radio stations might have played an exclusive, they may have made a big deal about, here we have an album cut. But that was the exception. It wasn't the rule. It wasn't what was on the radio in the summer of 1967, at least for most people. If you wanted to listen to the new record by the Beatles, you had to go buy it, or you had to go over to a friend's, and that's what happened to me. I remember one day I was playing stickball, and a friend of mine, Alan, he had the record. He had just bought it at a Times Square store, a department store in Queens, New York. And he said, you want to come over and listen to the new Beatles record? Well, so we did. It was one of those record players mostly used to stack a bunch of 45s on. It wasn't even a stereo. Back in those days, when you bought the album, you can choose between buying a stereo version or a mono version. I think he had the mono version. It's certainly what I bought. It was a buck cheaper. What I remember about that first listen, all these years later, was how mysterious it was. The artful montage on the front album cover, the Sgt. Pepper cutouts that came inside. There was that cutout mustache, the stripes and the badges of the Sgt. Pepper uniform, and of course, there were the lyrics. You could follow along, and we did. We followed along and read all the words to all the songs as they played. Never before was there anything like this. Until this day, it's my favorite album. And not just because I love the songs, but because it was, for me, the first album. The first one that held mystery. The first one whose cuts flowed effortlessly from song to song. And those songs changed each time I heard them, and they still do. I loved Revolver, their previous album, and Tomorrow Never Knows. It opened my eyes, and so did Rubber Soul. But sitting down with the words, words like filling me up with your rules, or quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free, or plasticine porters with looking glass ties, and of course, I'd love to turn you on. I look forward to the remastering of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's only a matter of time, and maybe even a 5.1 remix of the record. It's ironic, in the summer of 1967, that on the radio, the dominant radio of the time, AM radio, you couldn't hear this record. And these days, with downloading in iTunes or wherever you might buy your favorite music, you can't find this record either. Hopefully that will change. It certainly changed with the coming of FM radio. And maybe any day now, you'll hear Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band downloadable. But don't buy it by the song. This is one record from beginning to end that you just put on and listen to. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Found the way. I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream. Now they know how many holes it takes to fill.